There Will Be Blood, Capitalism vs. Christianity. There Will Be Blood is a 2007 English movie directed by Paul Thomas Anderson where we can see a greedy capitalist and the fake prophet of God fighting among themselves. Daniel Day-Lewis, is a self-made businessman who made his fortune by drilling oil. Now, he has his eyes set on the deserts of California for more. An atheist himself, he indirectly goes against preacher Illy, Paul Dano, which follows with his stepson getting deaf and damages to his oil field. To satisfy his greed, he makes a fake confession at the church. Years later, in his millionaire mansion, his son informs him of starting a new company in Mexico. A drunk Daniel is visited by Illy days later, and their fight between greed and God arises, leading to Daniel murdering Illy. The mind-blowing acting by Daniel Day-Lewis made him win the Best Actor Oscar for this movie. It was hard to judge whether he was the protagonist or the antagonist because his transformations, along with the dialogues, were so mesmerizing. Oil is one such that made America what it is today, and made many early birds millionaires, billionaires and rulers. After oil, it was the internet that indulged a desire in almost everyone to be a part of this money-making machine. The movie intercepts the competitive side of a capitalist who is smart enough but not emotionally human. This dark side of them influences the weak with promises that turn out to be a gimmick and the rich get richer by the day while the poor are left with no identity. The whole set of the movie is one hell of a job, and to act under such conditions requires a different will. The will to act inside fake dirt and oil without any Photoshop elements and under the heat of the sun is what makes every actor there worth every penny. The business chain is just like a food chain, where the poor gets exploited by the rich and the rich get somewhat less but surely exploited by the richer. It is survival of the fittest, and one late move can take you out of the market. See what happened with Nokia. The movie, while exposing capitalists, also exposed the fake Christians out there who do stupid things in the name of God. They claim to cure any sickness within minutes, with all the circus being performed in the forefront. These are just actors and not real Christians. A critically very much acclaimed movie that did well at the box office. A must-watch movie that just mesmerized me.